This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. In the spirit of the long weekend, we've got a bit of a travel-themed episode for y'all. Not intentionally, but just go with me here. Jeff Bezos steps down as CEO of Amazon today, 27 years to the day after he founded the company. And now he is off to space. He's turning his attention, among other things, to his commercial space enterprise, Blue Origin. It's scheduled to launch its first human flight, with Bezos on board, on July 20th. Not to be outdone in the billionaire space race, Richard Branson has scheduled his own flight with his own company, Virgin Galactic, for July 11th. The companies are competing for paying passengers who will turn extraterrestrial excursions into a business. As Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carina reports, there is not a whole lot of regulation when it comes to the final frontier.
One of the three other people on the flight with Bezos will be an anonymous bidder who paid $28 million for a seat, the kind of customer Blue Origin will be counting on.
Many of them are the same people that might do extreme scuba cave diving or climb Mount Everest, or they're looking for that thrill.
Greg Autry is a professor of space policy at Arizona State.
It's not as though you've got to have the right stuff in order to go to begin with. Basically, you go sign up.
Blue Origin and Virgin Galactic are offering minimal training to deal with G-force and zero gravity, but that's not even required by the government, says Joseph Kohler with the Center for Space Policy and Strategy.
The FAA is actually not permitted to provide regulation that specifically protects the health and safety of the flight participants and the crew and so forth.
That's a congressional mandate for this learning period of commercial human spaceflight. Federal authorities are responsible for making sure no one on the ground or in a plane will be affected by a launch, but the folks on board fly at their own risk, says Carina Dries with the Commercial Spaceflight Federation.
The entire purpose is to allow adults to buy flights so that the most innovative and safe companies can continue to innovate and expand U.S. leadership in space.
This learning period for commercial human spaceflight is set to end in 2023. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.